Welcome to a special Inauguration Day edition of What's News. I'm Nicole Sandler.
The whole world's broke, it ain't worth fixing. It's time to start all over, make a new beginning.
President-elect Joe Biden left Delaware and traveled to Washington, D.C. on Tuesday ahead of his inauguration Wednesday as the nation's 46th president. Before heading to the nation's capital, Biden delivered an emotional farewell to his home state of Delaware.
You know, Yuval, it's kind of emotional for me. But look, you're with me my whole career, and through the good times and the bad. And I want to thank you for everything. To my fellow Delawareans, on behalf of the entire Biden family that's here today, I want to express how much you mean to me and to every one of us. You know, in our family, the values we share, the character we strive for, the way we view the world, it all comes from home. It all comes from Delaware. The state that gave my mother and father a home and a livelihood when they needed it most. The state that made my brother and sister and I, both of whom are here, understand that we could do whatever we dreamed of, whatever that was.
Biden and Kamala Harris will be sworn in under tight security at noon in front of the U.S. Capitol, the same place where a mob of Trump supporters rioted 2 weeks ago in a failed attempt to overturn Biden's election victory. Outgoing President Donald Trump released a videotaped farewell address on Tuesday in which he claimed, quote, "The movement we started is only just beginning." All right. And today, the day of the Biden-Harris inauguration began with the Trumps leaving the White House on Marine One. They landed at Joint Base Andrews, where he got his 21-gun salute, seriously, and delivered a final disjointed, rambling, mendacious speech. Notably, he did not mention Joe Biden's name, though he did acknowledge that there is an incoming administration and even wished them luck. His final words as president were as nonsensical as was Donald Trump's time in office.
So just a goodbye. We love you. We will be back in some form. I want to thank Congress because we really worked well with Congress. At least certain elements of Congress. So, have a good life. We will see you soon. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Conspicuously absent from Trump's send-off at Andrews was Republican leadership and crowds. But let's get back to Republican leadership. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who finally on Tuesday admitted that the Capitol rioters were provoked by Trump himself, and House Republican Leader Kevin McCarthy instead accepted Biden's invitation to join him at Mass. Donald Trump is the first president in 150 years since Andrew Johnson to skip his successor's inauguration. We did hear Wednesday morning that Trump left Biden a note, the only one of the traditional norms of the transition that Trump decided to adhere to. I'd love to see what that letter says. Somehow I think that Biden is too classy to release it. Anyway, Joe Biden will take the oath of office during the swearing-in ceremony at the Capitol. One notable thing to watch for, Kamala Harris will be escorted up the stairs of the Capitol by the newly named Acting Deputy House Sergeant-at-Arms, Eugene Goodman. Does that name sound familiar? He's the Capitol police officer who lured the mob away from the entrance to the Senate floor during the Capitol uprising. Biden and his wife and Kamala Harris and her husband will then participate in a pass-in review with members of the military, signaling the peaceful transfer of power to a new commander-in-chief. Then comes the virtual inaugural parade. Yeah, things are different this time because of COVID. A schedule for the day is posted at bideninaugural.org/schedule. Before the day ends, President Biden will take a bunch of executive actions, including rejoining the Paris Climate Accord, ending Trump's travel ban for predominantly Muslim countries, and imposing a mask mandate on federal property. He'll also unveil a sweeping immigration plan to send to Congress. Oh, and he'll immediately freeze every regulation that Trump hadn't finalized, affecting regulations on the environment, workplace, safety net programs like Social Security, disability insurance, and the SNAP program. Meanwhile, Biden becomes president at an unprecedented time in history. The United States coronavirus death toll surpassed 400,000 on Tuesday, reaching that milestone on the last full day of Trump's presidency. The United States has confirmed more COVID-19 deaths than any other country, with nearly twice as many as Brazil, the country with the second most fatalities. With infections, hospitalizations, and deaths hitting record levels recently, it took only 1 month for U.S. fatalities to climb from 300,000 to 400,000. And Biden administration leaders have warned that the figure could reach 500,000 by the end of February. The pandemic remains widespread in every state, although infections have trended down in recent days. There's something comforting in the fact that as one of the first official inaugural events, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris paid tribute to the 400,000 Americans lost in a sundown ceremony at the Lincoln Memorial, just a half mile from where Donald Trump was spending his last night in the White House. At 5:33 p.m. Tuesday night, 400 rectangular lights, each one representing 1,000 Americans who died from COVID-19, lit up on either side of the reflecting pool between the Lincoln Memorial and the Washington Monument as the bells of the National Cathedral rang 400 times.
If there are any angels in heaven, they're all nurses. We know from our family experience what you do, the courage, and the pain you absorb for others. So thank you. To heal, we must remember, and it's hard sometimes to remember, but that's how we heal. It's important to do that as a nation. That's why we're here today. Between sundown and dusk, let us shine the lights in the darkness along the sacred pool of reflection and remember all whom we lost.
In the very early hours of Wednesday morning, like 2 a.m., Donald Trump released his list of pardons to 73 individuals, and he commuted an additional 70 sentences. Some of the familiar names on the list include Stephen Bannon, Trump's former chief strategist, who was just recently charged with defrauding Trump supporters who thought they were donating to a wall fund, but they weren't. Elliot Broidy, a major Trump fundraiser and former deputy national finance chair of the RNC, rapper Lil Wayne, and former Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick. He also pardoned or commuted the sentences of several former members of Congress, some of whom were convicted of drug offenses, fraud, and lying to federal investigators. Of note, though, his list did not include any members of the Trump family or Rudy Giuliani, Julian Assange, or Edward Snowden. Some experts have cautioned, though, there's nothing that says Trump's pardons have to be made public. There could be some that we just don't know about yet. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on Tuesday admitted that Donald Trump provoked the mob of his supporters that stormed the Capitol building on January 6th. Now, the House has already impeached Trump for incitement of insurrection. Nancy Pelosi still has to transmit the article of impeachment to the Senate, where the trial will be held. Mitch McConnell, who will then be minority leader, said he has not yet made a final decision on how he'll vote, but he said, quote, I intend to listen to the legal arguments when they are presented. All righty then. We'll have more coverage of today's inauguration on The Nicole Sandler Show, airing at 5 p.m. Eastern here on the Progressive Voices Network, and then available as a podcast anytime at NicoleSandler.com. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. Welcome to a brand new day.